says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on December 20th, 2016. Boy, time flies. And we, in our live show today, we welcome your calls. Our call-in number, 800-313-9443. Carve that into the top of your desk there, the way you used to carve up your desks at school when you were in school. 800-313-9443. And we'll be happy to take your calls tonight. With us, we have the indomitable George from Maryland and Paul from in Canada. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Well, you're more than welcome. These are very exciting times. And wow, just look at the leadership our leader has shown in the wake of the despicable attack on white people in Berlin yesterday. I see the Donald Trump nailed it for what it was, a terrorist attack on Christians. Yeah, it wasn't just an attack on people. These people were targeted because they were Germans and they were Christians. And even some of the lamestream media are having trouble understanding. But they said, Germany had welcomed all these Muslim migrants. And Germany's not really a part of the battle in the Middle East. Well, they are. They're a big backer of Israel. But, you know, the Germans have been so good. And why were they treated this way? Well, get used to the fact you're in a war, sunshine. And having truck with the enemy is a dumb idea. Donald Trump has it exactly right.
That you said it, Paul. I think you set the theme for tonight's show in our 1 hour together, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about what Paul just said. How Donald Trump, the centerpiece of this show, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. You can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Donald Trump called it exactly right from day one of his campaign. And the horrific events in Europe proving, sadly, his prophecy and his the rightness of his observations. And, of course, we're talking about everyone in the world is aware of the crazed Muslim who deliberately, the people who were there said he tried to avoid structures and aimed for people, including children. And if you see the pictures of the Vinox festival that was going on in front of the Wilhelm Kaiser Church in Berlin, these are beautiful, like little lodges made to look like Bavarian lodges with Christmas trees and all of the wonderful appurtenances of Christmas, Weihnacht in Germany, children, completely festive, completely us. And this person killed a truck driver, then deliberately headed for this display of who we are to run us over. And Germany is on fire. This, Paul, I'll tell you what, I could have said it last night. I should have. Angela Merkel is toast. not only do I think she will not run for chancellor in 2017, I don't think she's going to finish her term now. I think the German people are going to rise up against her and throw her out, chanting, Merkel muss weg. Merkel must go.
Right. As one of my less couth German friends says, Merkel the Ferkel, which means Merkel the piglet.
Germans can go and turn around and say, you did this to us. You did this. And I understand if one believes talking heads, that German intelligence has known there would be such an attack, but it's very difficult to defend against. You can't protect every crowd everywhere from somebody who's prepared to get into a large truck and just go right at civilians trying to hit children and avoid structures. You can't protect yourself against everything, but this is only happening because she and allowed hordes of these utterly unassimilable, hostile people into the country. This is on her, and I hope the German people will make her pay. Now, what I saw in our Canadian papers today is that the German authorities are still playing silly bugger in the sense that, well, we're not quite sure. We're still investigating. We don't really know. We don't want to attribute a motive. Come on. It wasn't a Green did that. It wasn't a liberal. It wasn't a Christian. And the ISIS is claiming responsibility. There's no mystery here. This isn't a Sherlock Holmes thing. We know who did it. We know who the culprits are, and the time has really come to smash them and to get rid of the collaborators who allowed them in.
Yes, and let me read an article that goes in your direction, Paul. This is in express.co.uk. Merkel is finished. Alternative for Deutschland. Alternative for Germany leader declares the Berlin Christmas market attack is the final straw. And then reading the story, 12 people died and 48 were injured when a lorry plowed into Berlin's Christmas market last night. German police released a 23-year-old Pakistani asylum seeker due to a lack of evidence after arresting him hours after the attack. They determined he was not the man in the truck. Politicians were quick to link the tragedy with Angela Merkel's open-door immigration policy, which saw 1 million migrants enter Germany last year. Alternative for Deutschland, AfD chairwoman Frauke Petry, and that's spelled, folks, F-R-A-U-K-E, Petry, P-E-T-R-Y, said the country was no longer safe, and, quote, radical Islamic terrorism. Now, where have we heard that phrase before, folks?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Radical Islamic terrorism has struck in the heart of Germany, unquote, following the Berlin terror attack. Frauke Petry told the Telegraph, quote, this is a terrible day, but it is not completely unexpected, given the warnings from the security authorities, including about the prospect of an attack on Berlin. We cannot go on denying there is a link between Merkel's migration policy and these attacks, or we will prepare that ground for more of these attacks, unquote. The anti-immigrant, it says anti-migrant. You know, this is the euphemism they use for these invaders. Even immigrant is a euphemism, but they even go further. They call them migrants. The anti-migrant party, that's the AfD, has seen support surge in local elections as the German chancellor fights to take office for a fourth term. Frauke Petry said, people like to believe in the assumption that everything is okay in order to persuade themselves that is the case. But it is clearly not. A recent poll shows that 80% of Germans seriously reject Mrs. Merkel's migration policy, even if they are not in the streets demonstrating about it. In other words, folks, they need to get the Trump revolution going in Germany to make it politically okay. You don't have to be afraid of political uncorrectness. She continues, Frauke Petry, normal people are fed up with these incidents and the fear that the attacks are coming nearer and nearer to their homes, unquote. The article continues in Express. Tensions have escalated in Germany following the New Year's Eve Cologne sex attacks, which saw hundreds of women sexually assaulted and robbed by men described, described as of North African and Arab appearance. Yeah, they were definitely of North African and Arab appearance, folks, because they were North Africans and Arabs.
it wasn't Fritz and Hans in dress up. You know, the politically correct is terrified of the mess that they have created, and they want to perhaps wish it away by changing the language a little bit.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about, by the way, these sexual assaults here later in the show. I want to go to what's happening in Sweden. I saw some articles today, what's going on in Sweden, in Norway. Women are dyeing their hair black. They are putting on veils over their heads, and they are being advised to do this by the authorities to avoid being raped. Rape is rampant all over Europe now, a rape of white women. It's especially dangerous to be a blonde. If you are a blonde walking down the street, apparently to these invader Muslims, that's red meat to the lion. You are really in danger, and so much so that police are saying, dye your hair black and cover your head. The
sounds
alternative
pretty sick to me, James. Why don't we fix the problem and kick out the rapists?
Hey, yeah, exactly. An idea.
George comes to life. Good evening, guys. A little later in the show, James, I want to give some credit to Paul's other organization. Been reading the Citizens Informer. It is absolutely outstanding this month. I guess it's a quarterly now. Yeah. But I'm going to read some titles and some names of the articles and urge RBN listeners to subscribe. It is that good. So congratulations to you and your organization, Paul.
Well, thank you very much, George. The editor does a fantastic job. Earl Holt used to be in Texas. Now he's in Missouri. But there's good stuff there, and it's all part of the white Renaissance.
Yeah, I got my copy in the mail today, also, and I agree completely. So let's make sure we get to that, George. Let me see if there's more in this article.
James. Yeah, why didn't Angela Merkel, whatever her name is, why did she resign today? Someone's really got to explain that to me. With this thing all over the world, just precisely what has to happen in Germany for the leader to admit that she is a piece of excrement. Angela Merkel, please resign.
yeah, exactly. People who lost loved ones in that terrorist attack, please sue Angela Merkel for billions of dollars in damages. She is directly responsible for the death of your family members. Directly responsible.
We have spent 70 years holding people who were only soldiers, didn't make decisions, responsible for what may or may not have happened in World War II. Okay, well, fair is fair. When your policies mess up and cause people to die, then you have to be held responsible and not just kicked out of office. What she has done to Germany is criminal. She has enabled an invasion to destroy the German people. I'm going to not say her people, because she doesn't consider herself a German. But I agree with you, James. The German people have got to hold her to account.
And here's the way Frauke Petry ends this article in Express in Britain. She says, Frauke Petry said that members of Mrs. Merkel's party already talk about the end of her time as chancellor. Petry said, Merkel is finished. And the younger ones, like Deputy Finance Minister Jens Spahn, even say that her period is about to end. The problem is that everyone in the CDU, the Christian Democratic Union, knows this, but they also know they don't have an alternative. The worst case, says Frau Kapetri, is that we get four more years of Merkel, and that means four more years of doing nothing to fix the problem. In her first comments since the Berlin attack, Mrs. Merkel urged Germans, it's hard to read this, Paul and George, not to succumb to fear. Oh, my God.
No, no. Yeah. Why is this? This borders on the moronic.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just come to fear. Sometimes there's every good reason to be afraid. I'm living in a city right now because of some terrible storms. We've got pretty bad driving conditions, icy roads, and so on. You're darned. It's important to be afraid, to drive really cautiously in icy conditions. And when your country's being invaded by people who have no respect for white women, for German women, who think that they're basically rape meat, you've got every right to be afraid and to want to change things, to get rid of the people who did this to you.
Yeah, I'll read that phrase again, folks. Not to succumb to fear, and said the country would find the strength. Is that what it is? To continue to live, quote, free, together, and open.
Yeah. That sounds so Obaman.
It does.
I expect that from Barack.
That sounds exactly like the reaction to the shootings at the homosexual nightclub in Orlando, and the killings just about this time last year in San Bernardino. The important thing is we mustn't succumb to Islamophobia. Well, yeah, it's the same sort of thing. We must not succumb to fear. No, maybe it's time to fear.
Yeah. Now, and continuing the article, Mrs. Merkel also hinted at the... Now, here's this use of language, as you mentioned, George, this use of language to slant the news. She also hinted at the, catch the adjective, troublesome implications of the incident. Oh, is that what they are? Troublesome? For her and others who have opened their arms to refugees fleeing war and persecution in the Middle East. She said, Merkel said, I know it would be especially hard for us all to bear if it were confirmed that the person who committed this act was someone who sought protection and asylum in Germany. Okay. And then the article concludes, this event comes as Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders posted an image of Mrs. Merkel with her hands covered in blood. Now, if you want to see that image, folks, just go to drudgereport.com. Drudge posted that picture as his...
That's drudgereport.com?
Yeah. And it was up earlier today. Let me see if it still is. Let me go there myself. And let's see. Yeah, there it is. That's a picture that Geert Wilders posted. Angela Merkel was spattered blood all over herself. And that is quite actually the case. And they still, Drudge headlines, where is the killer? This is war. Now, folks, these authorities who rule over us and assure us that they have everything under control, look at this demonstration of their utter and total incompetence. They don't have any idea who the killer is. They are not finding the killer. Folks, they're not protecting you. They have no ability or interest in protecting you. They are utterly incompetent and utterly criminal. I'm not talking about the cop on the street. I'm talking about the Merkels. The article continues... Nigel Farage, the former leader of UKIP, said attacks such as Berlin would be, quote, Merkel's legacy, unquote. We've got a break coming up, and we're eager to take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything.
We're back, folks.
I can be.
And, you know, Paul, I mentioned the rape of white women that's going on all over Europe now. And, of course, you know, in your researches, going on all over South Africa now, not safe to be a white woman in South Africa, one of the rape capitals of the world. I think Sweden and South Africa, Paul, are I think, the two rape capitals of the world now. But here's a headline that on this story. Austrian police warned blonde-haired women to dye their hair dark so as to be less appealing to Muslim rapists. Did you ever think you would see a headline like that, folks? Police in Vienna, Austria, have warned women with blonde hair to start dyeing it dark and avoid traveling on public transport at night to avoid being attacked by Muslim invader, quote, refugees, unquote. Uh, Here's
just
the
when does it do we rise up and expel and repel borders? When are we going to do it? 2050? 2100? I don't know, James.
Yeah. And here's a girl who recounts her experience. A 20-year-old girl was hospitalized. She was beaten. She was robbed. She says, I had been standing on the platform waiting for the train when a man came up to me and spoke to me in a foreign language. He then started putting his hands through my hair and made it clear that in his cultural background, there were hardly any blonde women. I told him to go away, and for a short while, he really did go away. But it was only to get his pals, and a bit later, he came back with three others, and then it got worse from there. She was beaten, thrown to the ground, and many injuries. Then her distress turned to anger when police told her that she should change her hair color and she should not have been traveling alone after 8 p.m. on public transport in Vienna, Austria. She said, at first I was scared, but now I'm more angry than anything else. They also changed.
Pretty sick, George, James. In downtown Chicago, in the nastiest neighborhoods in town, it's safer than that. And in the deepest, darkest parts of Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, you can get a white can get on a subway train and be outnumbered 150-1 by blacks, and still rarely it is going to come out with their head chopped off. Or, brutally raped. This is a strange European phenomenon. Pretty stomach-turning. Thank God for Donald Trump. I want something better, though. I guess it's going to take a little while.
Let's bring two more quotes here to the subject, folks. I'm going to quote Dr. Abd al-Aziz Fazan al-Fazan, professor of Islamic law in Saudi Arabia. And then I'm going to also quote Dr. Uni Wicken, a Norwegian woman, who's one of us. But here's what Dr. Fazan has to say. If a woman gets raped walking in public alone, then she herself is at fault. She is only seducing men by her presence. She should have stayed home like a Muslim woman. Okay, now let's quote, here's the response from our politically correct cultural elite in our own society, Dr. Uni Wicken, who's a white woman, an elderly white woman. Quote, Norwegian women must take responsibility for the fact that Muslim men find their manner of dress provocative. And it gets worse from there. We'll finish that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And lines are open, so you can call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let me just, I was reading a quote. We heard from the Islamic scholar in Saudi Arabia on why our women are they are responsible for being raped by Muslims. And here is what here is the politically correct response, which we have to end this kind of response. No more of this sort of response from us. These people need to be thrown out. Let me find her response here. Find the page here. Sorry, folks, I lost it. Well, it was just to paraphrase it. She said that our women and girls, they're responsible because they are attractive to the Muslim and Muslims. She doesn't call them invaders in our countries. So they must dye their hair black. This is being said all over Europe now. Cover their heads. Don't go out in public. Don't go anywhere alone. Don't go out at night. Prisoners in our own country, Paul.
People like Merkel and the despicable traitor class in Sweden have given their countries away. Those women should have every right to say, but this was my country. Why did you, because of your actions, make me
a prisoner in my own country that I have to go out in disguise just so I don't get raped or murdered. You people did it. I think that message has to be just hammered across. It's your fault. There's no point being coy or gentle about it.
Exactly. And let me find another article here. We'll toss this in and then go to your calls. In fact, we've got a caller now. Let's take Harley in, I believe, Indiana. Harley, you're on the air.
Correct. Just wanted to comment on what you're talking about, that, if you go to Braveheart, and I know you know the movie, over there, these gentlemen here, the King of England said, basically, we have the right to have sex with all the young women before they get married. And his statement was that so we can breed them out.
But Harley, talk about the present. Talk about the threat to us from the Islamic invasion.
That's not what they're doing. When they're raping the white women, they're trying to breed out the white race because their offspring are not the white race.
Yeah, I know.
I want to move on because I'm going to let you know because I don't want to.
The leaders of the Muslim community in Europe have actually, they're on film, there are YouTubes out there, they have explicitly said that they intend to outbreed the white race. They intend to replace us. They hate us. And they openly preach this in their mosques and their various institutions. So that is exactly what's going on, Harley.
That's what I'm agreeing with you. But I'm saying that's what they're doing, and that's what the King of England said they would do because they couldn't conquer the Scots or these people, So we'll breed them up because we'll mate with their young women before they can have any children. They will bear our fruit.
Yeah, but Harley, the only thing I'm objecting to, I don't mean to be I don't mean to cavil with you, Harley. I'm just objecting to your likening anything in our history that we ever did to ourselves to what's happening here. Whatever injustices, we have not had a perfect society, and everything hasn't been perfect in our history. But no, there's no comparison here with what these invaders are doing, raping our women.
I understand that the British and the Scots and them are basically tied to the same race. I understand that. But that's what he said, and that's what they're doing. So, and just to go to a quick subject, what you were talking about last night for the Chief Supreme Court Justice, just want to comment that, to me, the best man for the job would be Justice Moore from Alabama, that they impeached because he refused to take down the Ten Commandments. And he's the man we need. And I've heard the man speak several times, and he's tremendous. I think he would be one, should be a Supreme Court.
Good nomination, Harley. And this is going to be exciting. Donald Trump is really, there are some great people out there who could put on the court. And what's going to be interesting, Harley, is watching our enemies, watching the desperation tactics they invoke in the Senate, trying to stop an appointment of someone as great as the dearly departed Antonin Scalia.
Yes, and they will be squirming.
Yes. Well, we'll be here to give them hell, Harley.
I agree. And I really do think he is one of the best men we could ever put up there,
Yes, he would be good.
He stood up to him. He says, you have no authority over the state of Alabama. We are an independent nation, and you cannot tell us what to do. And, of course, they impeached him.
And by the way, when President Trump is in office, you won't see judges like Judge Moore being harassed out of office or harassed by the Trump Justice Department. Instead, they will be supportive.
And I want to let you go because you got lots of important things to say and other callers. The only other thing I'd like to add is, I don't know how to reach Trump with that, suggestion, Well, I'll maybe mail him a letter, but I would love to.
Harley, you just did. You just did.
Well, I think you're probably right.
All right. Thanks, Harley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you're listening. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Laura in Kansas City, welcome to the show.
How are you guys? I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I just want to make a comment about what I just heard about the women in Sweden having to change their hair color and not go out after 8 o'clock at night and all this. Are they not allowed to get guns, to carry guns there? Are they forbidden in Sweden?
Oh,
see.
Yeah. You're
forbidden
Laura,
to breathe in Sweden.
Yeah, Laura, our ability to carry weapons in America, it has no, there is nothing comparable in Europe. Europe has been, Paul may be more qualified to talk about this, a frequent traveler in Europe. It's very hard to legally carry a firearm in Europe. Paul, your comment?
Yeah, yes, you're quite right. That's one of the great things about, what used to be great about Canada, but certainly about the United States, the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, that was an important part of the American settler revolution. It used to be illegal to have certain types of arms in Britain because the king, you know, the king was virtually a dictator. He was a king. But that's something that developed in North America, and it's one of the wonderful things that we have, but, the right to keep and bear arms. And you know, you see what a defenseless citizenry looks like.
Well, the thing is, I mean, are they not allowed to carry any kind of weapon, like a knife or a box cutter even, or whatever, something to protect themselves?
I think some do, yeah, sure.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but if I were there and somebody raped me or tried to rape me, he would never rape another person. That's all I'm saying. I'm not promoting violence. I'm promoting self-defense.
He would, in other words, no longer be a wiener man.
That's right. He would not. I just listened to that and I thought, oh, there is no way. But I guess I didn't. I'm not aware of all the gun laws everywhere, but I know that we can carry here. And it's unfortunate. I am a grandma, 66 years old. I had to go buy a semi-automatic weapon, go to a gun range, learn how to shoot it, and I shoot pretty good, actually. So I'm just saying, it's unfortunate the women in Sweden and all can't carry guns.
Good yeah. For you.
And
it does. We're cutting across lots of good things.
Well, I'm not a violent person, and I really was kind of annoyed that I had to do this at my age. You know, here I am, 66, and I had to go out and buy a gun and, you know, join a gun range and get training. And so it's crazy, but I did it.
To our great caller, Europe is a Marxist pile of excrement. It's basically gun-free. Pick a country, anyone, France, Germany, wherever you go, it's a disarmed populace. Not nice. Well, and now it's overrun by Islam. And we're witnessing the carnage. This is what they have planned for us.
That's right.
Well, they're barbaric. I mean, they're barbaric. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they do. And I mean, we can't allow that.
The governments, the cultural Marxists, the New World Order, they're the ones behind this. Listen to John Stadtmiller's show every day. This is, you know, the powers that be, the banking people, they're the ones who set this up. It would not happen if the Rothschild dynasty were not dominating Europe like it has for 700 years.
Yeah, and Laura, let's recount another one of these incredible things going on in Europe. There is a region of Britain, Paul may have been there, called Rotherham. And in this small area of Rotherham, and correct me, Paul, if I get anything wrong, because you know Britain far better than I do. In Rotherham, Laura, Muslim men were kidnapping, coercing, drugging the local white girls in the thousands. This is a small area. We're not talking about London. We're talking about a small area of Britain. They actually induced, forced thousands of white girls to become sex slaves, to become prostitutes. They raped them. And but here's this. Here's the incredible thing, Laura. This was, the police knew this was going on. The government officials in Rotherham knew this was going on, and they hid it. They hid it. They would not admit it. They would not publicize it. They just let it go on. Unbelievable. Mass rape of white girls by Muslim invaders. And because it was politically incorrect to say so, nobody said anything from among the authorities. I don't know who blew the whistle and finally opened the story, but it was probably some courageous person like you, Laura, who screamed loud enough and long enough, and that story came out in that one story. Now, it is not even remotely imaginable that this is only going on in Rotherham, so there must be other Rotherhams all over Britain, all over Europe. Here's what, you know, Paul, I, and George, and all the rest of the patriots in this audience, here's what we're hoping for. Our men will finally get angry and go after the establishment. They will go after the Merkels and throw their sorry asses out of government, out of the media, out of power. We will take back our, wouldn't this be beautiful, Paul? Take back our schools and universities. Frog march these Marxist professors right out the campus gate. How about that?
That would be wonderful. But I can tell you, hearing some of these stories and hearing the stories, how even here when they had, this is again a racial thing with the blacks hitting elderly people and beat them up and knocked them in the head. I'm sorry, I am not going to stand by and watch somebody beat the hell out of an elderly person and or a kid or anybody. I'm not going to stand by and watch it. I'm going to do whatever the hell I can grab and go get them.
Well, Laura, Laura, you know, I love you for saying that, but let me make just a general comment about, you know, what it's like. But, you know, one of the things that we have in our wonderful white world, in our wonderful European ancestry, is we have a world in which we were safe, not because we were tough guys and, you know, we'd beat the hell out of anybody that attacked us. That's not why we were safe, Laura. We were safe because we lived in a civilization. And I'm going to quote Donald Trump here in a moment. Let's go to Donald Trump. Yesterday, he tweeted this. He said, today there were terror attacks in Turkey, Switzerland, and Germany. And it is only getting worse. Now listen to this, these words. The civilized world must change thinking. We were safe, Laura, because we lived in a civilization where there was an ethical code among us white folks. Now, when that goes, Laura, no amount of guns, knives, is going to make you or me, or even a strong male. If a strong male is surrounded by 10,
you're outnumbered, I know.
Yeah, you might put up a good fight. You might take two of them down, but you're going down. And so, Laura, what we have to restore to make America great again, and remember, another of the slogans of Donald Trump is, we are going to make America safe again.
Yes.
They're uncivilized. They're uncivilized. They are just, I mean, there was one story not too long ago where a woman went into a restroom. She was in a wheelchair and came out and was gang raped. She was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And a bunch of men jumped her. And it's just unbelievable. I'm not saying I'm a tough stuff that I can go beat everybody up, but it's going to be very hard for me to sit and watch somebody else beat the hell out of a person.
Right, but the wonderful thing, Laura, is that Donald Trump has the complete, you know, Rudy Giuliani said it. He said, I haven't met a cop yet who isn't for Trump. And the complete support of the military. And these are people who are professionals in the application of force to justice. our military, and our police. And Donald Trump has them completely enlisted in his program, and they are going to make America safe again. Our military make us safe. Our police make us safe. And Laura, it does not fall upon you. Your job then becomes to vote for a hero like Trump, who puts the job on our police and our military, so that you don't have to do it on your own, Laura.
But believe me, our prayers have helped it, because thank God we got Trump. That's all I can say, because if not, our guns would be gone.
Yes. Oh, yes. We got a break here, folks, and we'll take Simon in Texas right after this. Thank you, Laura.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say.
We're back, folks. I just got to stand up and say Paul Fromm in Canada, George and Maryland are with us. We've only got one segment left. And you know what's wrong with this show. It's too short. We've got two callers. We're going to try to cram in. George, we did not get to your reading that you were going to give us. Can I give you a rain check on that for tomorrow's show?
Yeah, we got all week to do it, and we'll pick a couple of winners.
Okay, so I want to get to the callers because you're like me and Paul. We want to get to the callers first. Simon in Texas and Richard in Austin. Simon, you're first. Short comment, please.
I'll be really quick. You know what happened for the first time in the electoral history yesterday?
Go. What was it?
Well, with Hillary getting, you know, coming in second, with Ron Paul and Faith Spotted Eagle getting one vote, it's the first time in American history that one electoral vote at least went to a doctor, a lawyer, and an Indian chief.
Okay.
Only in America, James.
Yeah. And of course, and I like what you say, Simon, the outcome of the whole electoral challenge and the nonsense going on from George Soros, all of it served only to further humiliate the Democrats. The challenge looked ridiculous. Donald Trump looked great. Just as in the story in Europe, Donald Trump proves once again to be right. And Simon, thank you very much. And Simon, let me take this opportunity to thank people who are helping the show. I got your package in the mail, Simon. Thank you very much.
Did you like it?
Very much so. And folks, and I've gotten some wonderful Christmas greetings from folks out there. I can't mention you individually. And some help for the show. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to find some way. I'm going to try to write back to you folks individually. And anytime I can, I will. But keep those letters coming. Let's go to, thank you, Simon. Let's go to Richard in Austin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to thank you for hanging in there. And because a couple of months ago when I called, I wasn't sure about Trump because of his John of Gaunt connection. But then after listening to you guys and kept listening to Trump, and one of the main things he said, which really sold me, was he said he was going to allow the 501c3 preachers to finally become ungagged and start speaking on the same evils that you guys speak against. I was 100% sold then, but now he's talking about NATO and the UN, so now I'm 1,000% sold. So I want to thank you guys for staying and hanging in there. But if I can say one more thing, if you guys could start talking about the black boule, because none of this stuff would have ever happened if the black boule, who call themselves advisors to the king, they're like the dark side of the Illuminati service. And if they had stood up and started talking about this Arab Spring stuff, it would have never got to the point that it did if they'd have checked Obama and exposed him. So the black boule must be dealt with. So I'm just going to put that name out there. And if you guys don't want to deal with it, I'll call back again and tell the world about how the black boule, those are the elite blacks, the black senators, city council, you name them. They all sat quiet while Obama just ran roughshod. So thanks again.
Well, you know, Richard? Have you been following the career of Sheriff David Clark in Milwaukee?
Sure have. I'm proud of him for standing up.
Yes. Let's talk about him. In a future call, let's talk about this great American, Sheriff David Clark, in Milwaukee County. And thank you for your call. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow with our all-too-short show tomorrow night right here. Thank you, George, and thank you, Paul.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.